This is Terry Mandel, DO Dick Cheney, an attorney letter to Richard Bucherri, attorney at law, address on file of the firm Pointer and Bucherri. Dear Mr. Bucherri, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Daniel Deek, please note the following medical letter, period. Daniel is D-A-N-I-E-L. Last name is D-E-A-K. The patient was seen by me for an IME on April 11th, 2023, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, including the crash report, comma, performance wellness, comma, Franciscan Physician Network, comma, Southern Indiana Orthopedics, comma, ATI, comma, Columbus Specialty Care, comma, Provider Billing Summary, comma, Dr. Walters Report, comma, that's W-A-L-T-E-R-S, and ProScan Imaging Report, period. I also took the history directly from the patient, as well as performed a physical examination, period. The patient is 6'1" tall, 280 pounds, 61-year-old male who was involved in an automobile accident on or about November 14th, 2021, period. The patient was a driver with his seatbelt on, period. Although he denied loss of consciousness, he sustained injury when another vehicle ran a red light, striking the patient's vehicle in the passenger side, period. The vehicle was totaled and not drivable, period. No airbags were deployed, but the patient was jerked and his left knee hit the door, period. A few hours later, he had pain in his left shoulder, left shoulder, comma, left knee, comma, neck, comma, low back, comma, and headaches, period. Despite treatment present day, he is still experiencing left shoulder pain as well as diminished range of motion, period. This did require a left shoulder replacement in October of 2022, period. New paragraph. His left shoulder pain His left shoulder pain is problematic with diminished range of motion, period. It is described as an intermittent pain, period. It is worse with certain range of motions, period. The shoulder pain occurs approximately 2 hours per day, period. It is described as a tightness, period. It ranges in intensity from a good day of 3 out of 10 to a bad day of 7 out of 10, period. The pain is non-radiating, other than occasionally it radiates to the elbow, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems with sleeping, comma, lifting greater than 25 pounds, comma, golf, comma, volleyball, comma, yard work, comma, and housework, period. New paragraph. Medications include hypertensive medication, comma, hyperlipidemia medicine, comma, and benign prosthetic hypertrophy medicine, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment as best recollected by the patient was that approximately 1 to 2 days after the accident was seen by a chiropractor at performance wellness, period. The patient had physical therapy and x-rays, and he improved other than his shoulder, period. An MRI was done and ordered by his family doctor at Franciscan Physicians, period. He was given a cortisone injection in his shoulder and was seen by Southern Indiana Orthopedics, period. X-rays were done. and he was told that arthritis was aggravated by this automobile accident, period. He was given more cortisone injections and had surgery with left shoulder replacement. Despite the surgery, he has diminished range of motion and pain, period. He was seen at ATI physical therapy for about 6 weeks, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter medication, comma, as well as stretching exercises, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is positive for hypertension, comma, hyperlipidemia, comma, benign prostatic hypertrophy, comma, and arthritis, period. New paragraph. Past surgical history is positive for left shoulder reverse replacement, October of 2022. Comma, left labrum surgery 15 years ago, comma, thyroid surgery, I'm sorry, not thyroid, tonsil surgery, comma, and cholecystectomy, period. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history reveals the left shoulder was never traumatized or injured, period. The left shoulder was never treated for arthritis in the past until this automobile accident, period. Despite arthritis contributing to the shoulder surgery, the shoulder was rarely an issue in the past, period. The left labrum had surgery 15 years ago with complete resolution of his symptoms, period. The patient has not been involved in any serious automobile accidents in the past, only minor accidents and none with any permanency, period. The patient had a work injury 15 years ago, injuring his left labrum while lifting equipment with total resolution with surgery, period. At age 35, he had compression fracture of C2 while swimming, period. New paragraph. I did review an extensive amount of medical records and would like to comment on some of the pertinent findings, period. Performance Wellness South, dated November 17, 2021, state Mr. Deke presented to this office after being involved in an MVC on November 14, 2021. He felt a forceful impact which made his left knee hit the door, comma, and his left shoulder was jerked by the wheel, period. A few hours after the crash, he felt pain in his low back, comma, left shoulder, and left knee. They state treatment was started on November 14th, 2021. He has been treated 14 times from initial visit to his most recent visit on December 16th, 2021. He was given pulse cold laser, comma, hydro massage, comma, and chiropractic adjustments, period. This has not completely resolved his left shoulder injury, period. They felt he should be evaluated by an orthopedic specialist, period. Notes from Southern Indiana Orthopedics, December 2nd, 2022. He is here today for follow-up of his left. For follow-up of his left reverse shoulder replacement, period. He is now six weeks out from his surgery, period. He has been going to therapy visits at ATI in Greenwood, period, occasionally taking a dose of hydrocodone at nighttime, period. Notes again from Southern Indiana Orthopedics, January 17th, 2022. Assessment is primary osteoarthritis left shoulder, impingement syndrome of the left shoulder. He is a pleasant 60-year-old right-hand dominant male here today for evaluation of left shoulder pain, period. He had an initial evaluation at Ortho Indy and was told he needed surgery, period. He received a cortisone injection that has somewhat improved his pain, period. Relates a history of an injury that he sustained at work over 7 years ago, period. Ultimately, this required arthroscopic intervention. And he had a slap repair, that's SLAP, slap repair, period. CT of the upper extremity, left shoulder, August 31st, 2022. Impression, prominent degenerative changes with loose bodies, present period. Pro-scan imaging, MRI of the left shoulder, December 17th, 2021. Conclusion one, advanced glenohumeral joint degenerative arthropathy with large humeral osteophyte. Humeral is H-U-M-E-R-A-L. Also, concurrent posterior sagging of the humeral head accompanied by chronic appearing posterior labral tear, comma, indicative of ligamentous laxity and posterior glenoid deficiency syndrome, period. Two, supraspinitis tendinopathy accompanied by concealed partial thickness interstitial tears, period. Peritendinobursitis. That's peritendinobursitis. Number three, biceps long head tendinopathy, period. Performance wellness note, November 17th, 2021. Diagnosis, sprain of ligaments of the cervical spine, comma, thoracic spine, comma, sprain of the lumbar ligaments, comma, and sprain of the left knee, period. Chief complaint, left anterior knee, comma, left side of the neck, comma, posterior neck, comma, right side of neck, comma, left trapezius, comma, upper thoracic, comma, left posterior shoulder, comma, mid thoracic, comma, lower thoracic, comma, left lumbar, comma, lumbar and right lumbar, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me, Dr. Mandel, examination of the skin revealed a 13 centimeter surgical oblique scar involving the left anterior shoulder, period. This was unsightly and occurred as a result of the surgery from this automobile accident, period. There's a healed scar on top of the head, unrelated to this accident, period. There's arthroscopic surgical scars involving the left knee, unrelated to this incident, period. ENT examination was negative, period. Pupils equally reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Examination of the neck was unremarkable, period. Auscultation of the heart, regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs, clear, period. Abdominal examination was soft with normal bowel sounds, period. Examination of the right shoulder had full range of motion, period. Examination of the left shoulder was diffusely abnormal, period. There was heat and tenderness, as well as crepitance of the left anterior shoulder, period. There was diminished strength of the left shoulder, period. There was diminished range of motion, period. Left shoulder was lacking 12 degrees of extension, 22 degrees of flexion. Abduction diminished by 36 degrees. Adduction, ADD, diminished by 18 degrees. Internal rotation decreased by 30 degrees. And external rotation decreased by 24 degrees, period. Examination of the right knee was unremarkable. There was crepitance of the left knee with full range of motion, period. The gait was normal, period. Neurological examination revealed a normal sensation, period. The patient is right-handed but had diminished grip strength in his left hand, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. Period. New paragraph. After review of all the medical records and performing an independent medical evaluation, I have found that all his treatment is outlined above and that he has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of November 14th, 2021 were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number one, left shoulder trauma, comma, sprain, comma, pain, comma, and impingement syndrome of the left shoulder resulting in left reverse shoulder replacement, period. Number two, left knee strain, comma, sprain, comma, all resolved, period. Number two, left knee strain, sprain, resolved. Number three, cervical and lumbar trauma, strain, resolved. Number four, cephalgia resolved, period. The above four diagnoses are directly caused by the automobile accident in question of November 14th, 2021, period. Although the patient had asymptomatic arthritis in his left shoulder, he would not have required the surgery had it not been for this automobile accident, period. New paragraph. At this time, I'm rendering an impairment rating, period, utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, in reference to the left shoulder, utilizing Table 15-5, Class 1, the patient qualifies for 10% upper extremity impairment, which converts to a 6% whole body impairment, period. This impairment rating would have been much higher had it not been for his prior past medical history, period. And this automobile accident was a major contributing factor to the reverse left total shoulder replacement of October of 2022, period. As a patient ages, he will be much more susceptible to worsening arthritis in his left shoulder, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include medications, both oral and topical, at an estimated monthly cost of $95 a month for the remainder of his life, period. A TENS unit should be considered, an estimated cost of $500, period. The patient can benefit by some injections in his shoulder at an estimated cost of $3,000, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. The purpose of this was to do an independent medical evaluation, and I have seen the patient one time, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years' experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. The patient gave me informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.